Hey, everybody, and welcome to the podcast today. We're going to be talking about one of the big three. And when I say one of the big three, I mean one of the macronutrients that we need to be getting every day. That's a fancy word, macros. I think people use it to like scare people. Basically, all macros are your carbohydrates, your proteins, and your fats. Those are macros. So don't let anybody throw those words around and get you all freaked out. That's all they are. So today we're going to be talking about one of them. We're going to be talking about protein, and we're going to be talking about three easy ways to get more of it into your daily diet. So unless you've been living under a rock, you have heard, especially a lot lately, about getting more protein into your diet. And now maybe it's just because I'm in the midlife space and I've been doing a lot of research around macros when it comes to being in midlife. But I'm sure that you have read or seen it somewhere where we are not getting enough protein. And I hate to tell you, but it's a true fact. We all need to be getting more protein in our diet. I mean, everybody that I have been coaching and nobody that I have coached has said to me, I think I'm getting too much protein. Or when they brought in their nutrition tracker, we found that they were eating too much protein. Just doesn't happen. Currently, studies are showing that more than one in three adults, 50 plus, that's men and women, are missing the mark on protein daily. But why is protein so important? Why is this macro so important? Well, protein, it helps you build muscle mass. You know that. It promotes a healthy immune system. You may or may not know that. It supports your bones, hair, and nails. Truly. And what may be most important to you, protein is essential for the body weight management. Now, the best way to get protein in is not to wait until the end of the day, like a lot of people do, but to incorporate it throughout your day. But how are we supposed to do that, you ask? Well, I have three very easy ways to tap into getting more protein throughout the day. And we're going to talk about today. You ready? Let's do it. Hey, friend, welcome to your safe place to begin redesigning midlife. Do you know deep inside that it is time to start focusing on your health and wellness, but have no idea where to start? Do you wake up every morning saying, I'm starting today, and end it with, I'll start again tomorrow? I'm Leslie, and when I turned 50, I felt the same and longed for some sense of self-control and new confidence in who I was becoming in midlife. I finally realized that the change I needed was up to me. In this podcast, you are going to find everything you need to build your healthiest midlife today, to live happier and longer tomorrow. So embrace being a beginner again. Open your heart to change, and let's get to redesigning. Let's talk a little bit about protein first. Now, I mentioned what the benefits are up in the intro there. But you may be asking, okay, so I need to be getting more protein, but how much protein should I be getting? So just as a general reminder, the guideline is that you need to be getting 1.2 to 2.0, just 2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight. So how do you do that? You need to get out your pencil and paper, and you need to go on Google and put in your weight and have it transformed to kilograms. And then you need to do a bottom line, multiply those kilograms by 1.2 and then those kilograms by 2.0 and see what your range of protein grams that you need to be getting per day. Each gram of protein is equal to 4 calories. So you say each, you see what grams you need to be getting. You multiply each of those numbers by 4, and that shows you the range of the calories that you take in per day, what needs to be protein. Okay. That's heady. I don't have a piece of paper in front of me. So I'm like looking into the air going, okay, this number, but you know, once you write it down, it'll make sense. So we want to try to spread out our protein intake throughout the day. And you're telling me, but I don't like to eat breakfast. I don't eat breakfast. I don't like it. It makes me feel bad. Whatever your reason is, what am I supposed to do in that case? First of all, you should be eating breakfast. No meals should ever be skipped. I've said that before. I said that in episode, oh goodness, I don't know what it is. A few weeks ago, the number one thing you need to be doing to lose weight in midlife, go back. I will put the link to that. In fact, let me look it up right now. Okay, thanks for holding there. I went back and checked. That is episode number, and I lost it again, 138. So go back and listen to that. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so you should never be skipping meals. But if it's still just not your thing, you know, some people just, you know, you can't change their routine. They don't like breakfast, so they don't eat it. What I would tell you, and this is your kind of number one way of getting more protein, even if you do eat breakfast, this is a number one way of getting protein into your daily diet, is to consider adding a scoop of collagen powder to your coffee or your drink of choice in the morning. You know, collagen powder, it's kind of been a big thing. Again, maybe it's because I'm in the midlife space. I've been seeing this a lot, but a lot of people take collagen to help their hair, skin, and nails. Remember what I said about protein being good for your hair, your skin, and your nails? Yeah, collagen powder holds protein in it. So you can add it to your coffee. You can add it if you have like a drink that you do in some electrolyte drink that you do in the morning, or tea, anything. You can even spread it over oatmeal. You can put it on anything. Mike and I, we've used several actually, but we've kind of settled on Vital Proteins collagen peptides. We've gotten it from various places, but I will put a link to it where we get it. We get it at Vitacost presently. I will put that link in the show notes. I am not sponsored by them. I'm not sponsored by Vital Proteins, but that's what we use. One scoop of this collagen powder has 18 grams of protein, and it can really kick your day off to a great start because, as we all know, protein keeps us satiated. And if we have a little bit of protein, even if we're putting it into our coffee in the morning, it will help keep us fuller longer. So the number two way to get more protein into your day is, I suggest adding in eggs wherever you can. You know, eggs just aren't for breakfast. I mean, when you mention eggs, of course, breakfast is the first thing that people think of. But they are, and get this, they are an excellent source. I actually wrote that down. They are an excellent source of quick protein at any meal. Each egg has 6 grams of protein. And it is so easy. Say you go to the grocery store on Monday. It's so easy when you come home, th- throw all the eggs into a pot of water while you're unloading the rest of the groceries. Hard boil those bad boys up, then put them back into the carton and into the refrigerator. And now you have a dozen hard boiled eggs for the week to have on hand. So say you're making a salad for lunch. A ton of us grab a salad and just cut one of those eggs up and put it into your salad. That's an instant 6 grams of protein. Or if you need a quick snack to grab, say you're running out, say you've come home from work and you want to go to the gym. You want to run to the gym, but you're hungry. Grab one of those eggs, have it in the car on the way to the gym. It's a great way to pump you up really fast and great way to get protein in. Or you could have them for lunch, not even just add them to lunch. You can have them for lunch. Say you take two of them, you cut them up, add in a little bit of mayo or Greek yogurt and some mustard and some salt and pepper, and you have some instant egg salad and an instant 12 grams of protein. Now, you want to make sure that you choose good eggs to use. You want pasture-raised chickens. You know, these eggs, especially these days, these eggs cost more. There is no doubt about that. But they have the absolute best taste, and they are the most nutritious. Basically, at this point, you are getting what you pay for. You want to invest in these eggs up front, because if you think about it, you're paying this amount of money for 12 of them, and you may get 6, 8, even 12 snacks or adding into your diet from this one thing. So if you invest a little up front, you'll continue the practice when you find out how good that these taste. And just a little note, if you're making a salad for lunch and putting an egg in there, I challenge you to pick kale over iceberg lettuce for an extra punch of protein, because kale has 3.5 grams of protein per cup. So use kale. And if you've never eaten kale before, get some kale, put a little bit of olive oil in it and work your hands through it, loosen the leaves up a little bit, and then add the rest of your salad ingredients. Okay, so we're to number three way of getting some protein into your day. And I say you need to get protein in your snacks. Obviously, these top three, I'm not going to say anything about dinner, because we all tend to find it easy to get protein at dinner. So we've talked about breakfast, we've talked about lunch. Now we're talking about some snacks. Everybody needs snacks. It's a general rule in my house. There will be snacks. Snacks are a way of life in my house. And in the past, we have relied on unhealthy snacks. And I'm sure you have too, because it is so easy to rely on those unhealthy snacks like chips, crackers, popcorn, anything like all those fun carb treats, because you're just looking for something quick and it's easy to open a box and just grab something. That quick energy. But I tell you what, when that carb fix is gone, you're going to crash. It just makes much more sense to snack on something that has more protein in it, that's going to fill you up for longer. So what can you snack on in the middle of the day or even mid-morning that has a good amount of protein in it? I've got some suggestions. How about try a serving of hummus with celery or carrots? Now, a serving of hummus has 7.9 grams of protein per serving. And it's really good to eat with celery or carrots. instead of pita or crackers, because you don't want to get that extra processed carbs and you want to up your vegetable intake. And let's all face it, whatever we're using to dip into something, that is just the spoon anyway. So choose a healthy spoon, choose a carrot. I also want to mention that you want to measure out your hummus, because it is easy to start dipping into a bigger container and then not realize how much you have had. So you want to dole out what would be one serving or two, and then get your vegetables. And if you run out of hummus, just eat your vegetables. Okay, so another suggestion for a great protein snack would be a serving of Greek yogurt. Doesn't have to be unflavored. You could get Greek yogurt with like a fruit taste to it. That's fine. But then add some extra berries to it as well. The Greek yogurt itself packs a big 17 grams of protein per serving. And then when you add in some extra cut fruit, then you have a big punch of nutrients to that. I actually just had that snack just about 30 minutes ago. Now, I'm not necessarily a big yogurt eater, so I don't eat that every single day for a snack, but you know, every other day or every other day, this is a great, great snack for me. But my favorite is my third suggestion, and that is apples and peanut butter. I love me some peanut butter, or even almond butter. I'm good with either of those. You know, 2 tablespoons of peanut butter has 8 grams of protein. And when you spread it over something like a Honeycrisp apple slice, so good. Now you want to make sure that you get some good peanut butter. You don't want something that has a bunch of other crap added into it. So invest in some good peanut butter or some good almond butter. And again, just like the hummus, make sure that you know what your serving is. You do not want to overdo it on the peanut butter or the almond butter. It's so easy for a lot of people to think that they need to steer clear of protein when they are trying to lose weight. I mean, everybody gravitates to carbs. They just do. It's okay. It's where we get a lot of our energy, and we all want energy. But I tell you what, and this is a little admission. Mike and I've been on this, you know, everybody binges a show. We started watching this show Naked and Afraid with our friends Rocky and Paula when we were with them in Florida a few weeks ago. And we kind of got hooked on this show. But one of the things that these people, they do, you know, they're out in the wilderness, naked and afraid, and they have to figure out how to feed themselves in order to last 21 days to be extracted from this location that they are in. And not a single person, we've watched a couple of seasons, not a single person on that show, as they are preparing to make this trek for extraction, not a single person has said, I need to go out and find me some carbs so that I have energy to make this hike to extraction. Every single episode, they're out looking for protein for their bodies in order to sustain them to the end. So protein is not a dirty word. It's something that we all need. Know that when you're eating protein, it's not bad for you. It's not going to make you bulk up. Nothing could be further than from the truth. You know, getting the recommended amount of protein is going to help keep you lean. It's going to help make your bones strong, and it's going to usher you into better health as you age. So I challenge you to add in more protein. First of all, I challenge you to find out how much you need to be getting, and then I challenge you to add it in throughout your day. And if you need help figuring this out and finding the places where you can add it in, and maybe finding out little pockets, your little carb pockets of where you can take away some of the carbs that you're eating, then you need to go to my website, www.leslielmcshane.com. Book a call with me so that we can sit down and look at your nutrition habits, some changes you can make, where you can add in some protein, where you can take away carbs, where you can make little lifestyle changes so that you can start feeling better. We're also going to talk about your exercise routine, what you're doing, how I can help get you moving so that you will start to feel better in your body. So you can also go to my website and check out my 30-day program. If you don't want to talk to me and you just kind of want to do it on your own, the Midlife in Motion program is available there at my website as well. And you will find links to all of these things in the show notes. So that's it for today. If you have enjoyed this podcast today, don't forget to leave me a rate or review so that I know that you have seen it and that you have learned something from it, and make a suggestion on something that you want to hear about or a question that you might have so that I can answer that for you. Until next time, everybody, I am wishing you the best of health, and make sure to show as much compassion to others as you yourself need today. Sending all the love. Till next time, bye.